Have you ever woken up feeling like you're already losing the day before it even starts? Racing thoughts, physical symptoms like palpitations or nausea, and an overwhelming sense of dread? You're not alone. Today, we're going to be diving into why anxiety tends to hit the hardest in the morning, what's actually happening to your body, and most importantly, how you can overcome it. If this sounds like you, take a deep breath. In the right place, and I'm here to help you understand what's going on and what you can do about it. So let's get it started. Now, the first thing I want to say is that if you're experiencing morning anxiety, you are not alone. I have been there too, waking up with racing thoughts, my body screaming danger, even though nothing's happening. I was waking up with panic attacks every morning, and I didn't know why. And I remember thinking to myself, how am I going to get through the rest of the day? I feel completely exhausted. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't know why this is happening. Instead of focusing on all my obligations, I just wanted to Google search why I was experiencing these sensations. So today we're going to be unpacking why anxiety hits the hardest in the morning, what's actually happening to your body, and most importantly, what you can do to feel better. Now, morning anxiety isn't a personal failing or a sense that you are inherently broken or there's something wrong with you that you need to get fixed. Actually, your body is doing exactly what it's designed to do, but it's doing it in a way where it's gone a bit haywire. Now, in order to understand why you're experiencing morning anxiety, we have to talk a little bit about biology. Our mornings are affected by something called the cortisol awakening response. Think of cortisol as your body's natural morning coffee. About 30 to 45 minutes after you wake up, your body releases a surge of the stress hormone to help you transition from sleep to wakefulness. Many times you won't even be thinking about anxiety and it feels like all these sensations come to you full force. For most people though, this cortisol awakening response is helpful. It's like a gentle push to push you out the door to start your day. But when you're dealing with anxiety, your nervous system is already sensitized. Your nervous system is already like a smoke alarm system with a dead battery, where it's even extra sensitive and it's going off with even the slightest hint of stress. So instead of a gentle nudge, that cortisol spike is basically like a blaring alarm clock that's just way too loud and it's throwing your body into a fight or flight mode. Now, when you wake up feeling overwhelmed, your heart's racing, your mind is spiraling into what ifs, remember, it's not your fault. All that's happened is that your biology is meeting your nervous system that's already sensitized. As you desensitize your nervous system, your mornings are going to be natural like they were before you fell into the cycle. How you would wake up naturally with ease, get up out of bed, go along your day, that will come back over time. But while your nervous system is sensitized, you're going to be feeling a little bit of this irritation from the cortisol awakening response. A good analogy is like a speaker system that's turned on too loud. Even the smallest sound, which is the cortisol in this case, will create such a loud noise that it leads you to panic. Now, it's important to understand, what are some common morning anxiety symptoms? Here's how morning anxiety might show up for you. It might be things like racing thoughts, where your mind is spinning like a hamster wheel, and no matter how hard you try, you can't get it off. Physical symptoms, things like palpitations. For me, it was nausea, tightness in your chest or in that pit of your stomach that just won't go away. You might feel overwhelmed, where you feel frozen, where you feel like not even brushing your teeth. Everything just seems so overwhelming. You just don't know what to do. And everything, even like the smallest thing, seems like an impossible task. Struggling to get out of bed. It feels like gravity is pulling you down, making everything 10 times harder. And the lingering of dread, feeling like there's something wrong, like this feeling of doom that occurs. And even while you're feeling these symptoms, these sensations, these emotions, you don't know why they're happening. Now, if this resonates with you, know this. These feelings aren't random or imaginary. They're your body's way of reacting to a combination of hormonal shifts and an already heightened sense of alertness. And so if you really want to understand the mechanics of anxiety in a deeper level, understanding why you're experiencing these symptoms, make sure to check out my free ebook, Fearless. It breaks down the principles of recovery, exactly what's happening and what to expect. This will give you a clear idea of what's even happening, because when people are experiencing morning anxiety, it's so easy to feel like there's something wrong, that this just isn't normal. And in many ways, it isn't normal, but there's nothing medically wrong. All that's happened is that your nervous system is sensitized. And as you learn how to desensitize your nervous system, this morning anxiety will go away over time. So this free ebook will give you a good understanding of understanding the mechanics. Again, the book is free. You can check the link down below. Now, if you are dealing with morning anxiety, you might also be feeling anxiety throughout the day. But you might be thinking, why are the mornings just so much harder? And there's a reason for that. And the truth is that your nervous system is most sensitive after rest. It's like waking up with all the wires exposed. Your brain and body aren't yet shielded with the distractions of the day. Then comes the cortisol spike, which instead of helping, it collides with that sensitivity like a wave crashing into a shaky boat. And unlike other times in the day, there's no noise or activity to drown out the sensations. Now, you might be wondering, okay, this all is making sense, but what can I do to overcome this? Now, one of the things that you can be focusing on is lifestyle adjustments. And these are things you might have already implemented. Things like sleep hygiene, things like staying away from your phone, making sure that, you know, you're taking the right supplements, you're focused on the right things in general, maybe even trying some red light therapy. You've tried all of these things. Lifestyle adjustments can help. But if you've been doing all these things and you feel like you're still not making any progress, there's nothing to worry about. Just know that these things can help, but the biggest thing you can do is that when you're feeling this morning anxiety, you might have this feeling that you don't want to do anything, that you just want to stay in bed, you just want to panic. The best thing you can do is let the feelings be there and continue on with your day. I know you're not going to feel very congruent. It's almost like a bomb went off and you just have to pretend that everything is fine and there's nothing wrong and you continue on with your day. What's basically happened is that when you're having this morning anxiety, when you're having this sensitization, whenever you start dreading it, whenever you start getting focused on it, whenever you're frustrated, what you're doing is that you're reinforcing the cycle. And so the best thing you can do is acknowledge that it's there, and learn to live your life normally without trying to fight these symptoms, without trying to fix them, without being overly focused on them, without getting frustrated by them, without fearing them. Now, as you go about your day, you're not going to feel great and you're going to feel like quitting. But the most important thing is to stay consistent. This focus that I'm talking about is about long-term freedom. If you want to overcome this long-term, this is the way out. You can try these short-term fixes like I mentioned before, like sleep hygiene, sleeping at a normal time, all these things. That can help, but don't use those things as a way to over-focus on sleep. Do the best you can, and look, if you sleep and you wake up with a little bit of morning anxiety or if a lot of morning anxiety, the best thing you can do is stay consistent. Let it be with you and continue on with your day. What I found when I was dealing with this is that my morning anxiety would last all day. It wouldn't be until evening that I started feeling better. But as I started focusing on the principles of recovery, as I was focused on living my life as normal as possible with these symptoms there, I noticed the morning anxiety would burn itself out quicker. Instead of the morning anxiety lasting until 6 p.m., it would last till 3 p.m. Then it would start lasting out till 1 p.m., then 11 a.m., then 9 a.m. And then over time, it was going away on its own. There would be times it would spike back up for whatever reason. And it was so easy for me to go into fix it mode. But instead, I just said, there's nothing to do. Just keep moving on. And to be honest with you, it's been so long since I've had that morning anxiety. I sort of don't even remember what it feels like anymore. I wake up just like everybody else. And even though I don't need coffee, I look forward to it every morning. Now, the last thing I want to mention that's incredibly important is that when you are dealing with morning anxiety, or even if you have trouble sleeping, it's really easy to hyper-focus on sleeping. You want to do everything to optimize your sleep, and you feel like you have to do everything you can to get the best sleep possible so that this goes away. The most important thing you can do is not hyper-focus on this. I know it sounds so simple and so counterintuitive, but this is really the way out. Focus on living life as well as you can, as best as you can. If the morning anxiety comes, let it pass. It's just the cortisol awakening response. As your nerves heal over time, what's going to happen is that you're going to still experience the cortisol awakening response, because we all do, but you notice it won't irritate you as much. It's almost like throwing salt on a wound. Once the wound heals, you can put salt on and it's fine. And so that's what's going to happen on the healing journey. As long as you focus on that, you will notice your mornings just get better and better.